A few people have asked me regards to sitzes made out of a net-like material. In other words, it's not a straight weave, but there's holes in it. Is that acceptable or not? Is that kosher? Seems that the Chazanish talks about that case, and the Chazanish says if it's small holes and the material is greater, the material around the hole is greater than the size of the hole, then the hole does not take away from the shear of the begad. However, if the holes are large and there's more hole than there is begad, so that's the din of porous omer, which is greater than the porous is greater than the sosum, the part which is open is greater than the part which is closed, that's mevatel the sosum and it's mevatel the size of the begad. So if a person wants to get a netting on a net type of material, mesh material, for their tzitzis, they have to get a very small hole. To get large holes will not be acceptable for tzitzis. I want to go through today just basically very quickly the Seder. A person's putting out tzitzis in the morning, just go through quickly the Seder. What a person does, a person gets up in the morning and he washes his hands, puts on his begad. When you're walking, wash your hands somewhere else, you put on the begad beforehand. Before you put on the begad, you're supposed to check the tzitzis. Make sure that the tzitzis are, there's 8 strings hanging down, and by the hole, each one of the holes are all four of the tzitzis are still there. The person should separate the tzitzis, that they should be entangled together. The person checks the tzitzis, separates the tzitzis, the person puts on the begad. He can't make a bracha yet because he needs to use the bathroom. So you have to wait till after he uses the bathroom to make a bracha. If a person does not need to use the bathroom and he's clean, he can make a bracha before he puts on. Then he make a bracha before he puts on the tzitzis. If a person needs to use the bathroom, he puts on the tzitzis, goes to the bathroom, finishes getting dressed, washes his hands again, touches the tzitzis, and makes a bracha of amitzvah tzitzis. A person is wearing a talis gadol. Our minhag is we do not make a bracha on the talis kadol. We make a bracha on the talis gadol. If you're a bacher who's a Sephardi or a Yekka, or you're a person who's married, you're wearing a talis gadol, you make a bracha on the talis gadol and put in the talis kotzit. Both of them, when you make the bracha, you have kavanah to yesh of the mitzvah sitzis, and you kavanah to that you're doing the mitzvah sitzis in order to remember the mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mantisku vashitenas kolmitz, you should remember the mitzvahs through that. The sitzis should be worn with 2 sitzis in front, 2 sitzis in back. That you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. You should have the sitzis, like we spoke about, the sitzis should be visible to remind you constantly during the day. And the reason I'll seem to say that constantly during the day also, whenever you see your sitzis are tangled, you should untangle them. You should keep them separate. The person is wearing a talis gadol, so the halacha says you can wear your talis gadol with, it doesn't have to be over your head all the time. However, the basha, the tznachan, a person should wear his talis over his head when he's davening. When a person does a tifa, so the person does a tifa around his head, and part of his body also. When a person does a tifa on his head and part of his body, he should leave it like that for the time it takes to walk dalet amos. The time it takes to walk dalet amos, not given clear in a look how long that is somewhere in the area between 2 to 3 seconds. If you calculate how long it takes to walk a mil, either 18 minutes for a mil, or 22 minutes and a half minutes for a mil, or 24 minutes for a mil, you take one 500th of that, and it'll end up being somewhere between 2.28 to 2.8 seconds, somewhere between 2 and 3 seconds, a person should be keeping in that situation. Even if you didn't do that, but you have a yoytzer, because we paskin that itzuf on the rosh is not ma'akiv, itzuf shmel is not ma'akiv, any part what you're wearing on the body is kosher. Okay, have a good day.